Thank you for joining with us today for a session of Covenant Minutes. I'm Reverend Patrick Boston, and we're so glad to have you with us here. Covenant of Grace is a ministry that wants to reach out to you and minister to you the Word of God, and we're there for you to encourage and help your life in becoming more like Jesus as you try to take upon yourself the character of Christ as you walk in your faith and try to live out your Christian life according to His Word. Join with me, if you could, to 1 Peter chapter 4, begin with verse 12, and I just want to share with you for a few moments about standing firm in the midst of trials. Trials are going to come. Circumstances of life are not always going to be easy. But with God, all things are possible for those who trust in Him. And God's grace is always enough to handle whatever situation might come your way. You have just got to believe that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. And if you are faithful to Him and His Word, and you desire after Him, and remember in the midst of your trials to praise Him, to look back at the foundation of your faith and look at the circumstances and seeing what you're standing upon in the Word of God and through the anointing of His Spirit, that is confirmed in your heart that, hey, this is what I must do in God that I would see His victory in my personal life in whatever way, shape, or form it's playing out, God will see through for you the victory. Look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Dear friends, do not be surprised about the fiery trials that have come among you to test you. It's never a strange thing to see difficult or fiery trials. Satan tries to blow up a lot of stuff around about us to have us become fearful or intimidated. That's one of his greatest mechanisms for getting us to get off course, to give up, to retreat. But if we'll stand fast in the Lord and the power of His might, we will see the victory through. But we've got to trust in the Lord and not in our own abilities. He gives us abilities. He has given us talents. He has anointed us with the Spirit. But we must abide in Him. And when we trust in Him, we'll see the victory. It's not in my own sufficiency. I have the abilities to handle most circumstances, especially when I'm making a firm stand in God's Word for a purpose that He has for me in my life. But if I will use all that God has available to me, God can help me see it through, and for you as well. So don't be surprised by fiery trials that come to test you. We need to embrace them. We need to understand them. And in the midst, learn to praise Him and honor Him in the midst of it. Now, I sometimes do well the first day or maybe the second day. Sometimes when I'm going through some stressful struggles and I'm trying to make a stand for God and I think I'm doing the right thing at work or at home or in the church, etc. Yet, my flesh, my doubts, my feelings, my set of circumstances kind of sometimes get the best of me and I start kind of not praising Him the way I should. My faith seems to waver sometimes. But if I do that, and when I do that, I let doubt in the door, and sometimes my miracle slips through. My opportunity for victory slips through, and I don't see the grace of God work through that situation. But if I'll stand firm in the midst of the trial, if I'll praise His name, if I'll keep on reminding myself of the promises of God's Word and who He is, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him, I will see it through. I'll see through the day. You will too. We must trust in the Lord and the power of His might, not our own. And too often we try to get things through, accomplish things through our own might. So, dear friends, don't be surprised about the fiery trials that have come among you to test you. These are not strange happenings. They're not strange happenings. They're not infrequent sometimes in their occurring because the enemy of our soul and sometimes the people of this world unknowingly are fighting the course and the tide of what the Holy Spirit wants to see us have accomplished and to show forth the character, the power, and the witness of God in this generation. But we must show forth His works and testify of His love to this generation. Verse 13, instead rejoice as you share Christ's sufferings. You share His sufferings now so that you may also have overwhelming joy when His glory is revealed. you'll have overwhelming joy when his glory is revealed. His glory is going to be revealed. He's going to show forth his power. He's going to show up in the nick of time. He has got your back. Stand fast. Stand firm. For the Lord, your God, is with you. Amen. You're not going to be mocked. Verse 14 says, if you are mocked because of Christ's name, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory, indeed, the Spirit of God rests on you. You're not going to be mocked. You might be mocked by men, etc., but in the long term, they're not going to be mocking. They're going to be in shock because they're going to see the power of the Lord, the victory of God, the provision of His grace that makes itself known to you. Remember, you are a people after His own name, and He loves you so very much. And His Spirit, His glory, rests on us. And if we'll trust in the Lord, He can show forth His wondrous works. Stand fast. Stand firm. Be a rock. Remember, our God is victorious. Our God is a mighty God. Your Lord loves you. And He set a place for you at His table. And opportunity for you to see His grace, His victory, His miraculous power working for you.